Six, seven are deferred. So we are already on item number eight, PR 2021-4941, SD 2021-44 for preliminary final plat for Arthur Salas at 9223 Jill Patricia Northwest. And agent is Cartesian Surveys. Mr. Mulhall, are you representing this one?
Good afternoon again. Yes, this is mine.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself for this case, and I'll swear you in for this case.
All right. My name is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address is P.O. Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Mr. Mulhall, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay. Go ahead and I think we did a sketch plot on this. So go ahead and update us on this application.
Okay, this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. So we did do a sketch plot on this, and there have been some substantial changes. The overall spirit of the project is the same. We are looking to adjust a interior lot line between lot 16A and lot 17A. And we have been working with Real Property to accommodate their needs with this. And so the result would be a new lot 16 AP1, as well as a consolidated drainage right of way that would absorb the remainder of lot 17 P1 and the existing drainage right of way west of that lot. So we await comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item eight on Jill Patricia? Okay, I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Hello, Ryan. Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. There's no objection to this platting action. It's understood that proposed lot 17 AP1 will not be ever be developed, as it's going to be drained right away, so no development is anticipated. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Just had a question. Have the lot sizes changed since the sketch plan?
This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. The lot sizes did change slightly, but you'll see in our comments, we addressed in the letter to the DRB, when we addressed the sketch comments rather, we did break down the lot acreages, and they are both within contextual standards as you provided to us.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Okay, thank you. Code enforcement has no objections.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. So I provided comments at the sketch plat related to the adjacency to the MPOS and buffer required, and you replied that that there would be, you know, that it would be existing legal non-conforming, which, yes, existing development would be. Any new development would comply, would need to comply. So I'm just trying to understand, I guess, I think I tried to contact you, but to get the questions answered, but I still have some questions about that dedication on in the rear of the plat to open space, if that is something that's to align with the existing open space there, or, and have you talk to open space about that, because that would then shift the property line in, or, and, you know, change the buffer for any new development. I just want, so if you could clarify some of those.
Certainly. This is Ryan with Cartesian. So I did try to call you back, and I apologize that I wasn't able to reach you. I believe what you're addressing is the existing dedication to open space of that 10-foot labeled that easement's to there. And so you see, you can actually see it in that gap in the parcel view there as well. And so that's an existing dedication. That isn't something that we are granting with our plat. That's existing. That easement too is an existing right away there. And so if you recall from the sketch plat review, we asked if that was sufficient buffer for this open space adjacent lot. And you said that the buffer rule would still apply. apply. And so that's why we address the developed lot 16AP1 as legally non-conforming. And there are no anticipated developments of that drainage right away, to my knowledge.
Okay, so this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I see that that area between the property line and that the dash line there is City of Albuquerque owned. And then, so that's understandable. And then you're saying that there wouldn't be any additional buildings constructed anyway. Is that correct?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. I believe that is correct. Yes, we are simply adjusting the lot line so that the lot line is west of the existing party wall. And so the owners of 16AP1 are legally responsible for the condition and maintenance of that wall. So hopefully that helps clarify the purpose of that.
Yes, thank you. I think it's just that if there were new buildings being constructed, the IDO would apply. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hydrology.
Ernest Ornejo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no comments on this one. No objection.
Transportation.
Good morning, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. The Transportation Department approves the width waivers as part of the application and has no objection to the planning action.
Okay, thank you, planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Completed notification forms need to be submitted for the neighborhood associations. They weren't included in the submittal packet. An easement vacation application submittal is needed for the temporary blanket drainage easement vacation depicted on the plat. We don't have a separate application for that easement vacation currently. And finally, the sidewalk and roadway right-of-way width waivers, which are administratively being applied for, will need to be noted on the plat, along with the DRB approval date prior to the distribution of the plat for DRB member e-signatures. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. This is Ryan with Cartesian. So we did send proof of the notification forms being sent to the neighborhood associations. And so those were sent yesterday. So that should be satisfied. And then as far as the easement vacation of that temporary blanket easement, that was prescribed to us by Hydrology. And so it was my understanding that when there is a vacation of a public or private easement, the only requirement was for a public hearing to be involved. And so since those comments were addressed at sketch plat, we thought that we were covering our bases for this vacation. So I guess, could you explain again what we still need to satisfy for the vacation of that blanket easement?
Well, if it's a vacation of an, this is Jay Rodenbeck, sorry. If this is a vacation of an easement, somebody else can jump in here, but I believe it requires formal approval by the DRB for that vacation.
Mr. Armijo, this is Chair Wolfley. Can you kind of explain the changes in easements, drainage easements occurring with this plat?
Okay.
So we can kind of sort out.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Jay, can you switch back to where it actually shows? It's like Renee reviewed this one, so I'm going to need to look at it real quick here.
This is Ryan with Cartesian, if I could help you out. So the existing temporary blanket easement was for a lot. It's note 17 on the parent plat, and that note states that it's a temporary blanket easement that's to exist until there's a purpose to remove it, which this plat we believe would cause, and which we discussed at sketch plat. And so that was on the existing lot 17, which was city owned, but wasn't part of the drainage right away or anything like that. So it was our understanding that it was on that lot 17. And so we didn't need any special treatment to vacate this temporary easement.
So this is Maggie Gould. So the notice requirements for the vacation of public or private easement or private way are that you have the pre-application meeting, but we still do need an application to vacate that easement. So your notice requirements are fine, as long as you've had that sketch plat. We would again just need that application.
Okay, this is Ron with Cartesian. So we need to submit another sketch plat application with this vacation. Is that what I'm understanding?
This is Maggie Gould. No, you've already, unless what you're doing has changed radically from your sketch plat is fine. We just need the application submitted.
Okay, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I believe I understand now. So thank you for clarifying.
Certainly, you're welcome.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Ryan, I just want to point out one final thing that I did not note in the memo, which is you'll just need to add your application number to the plat as well. Thank you.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. Understood. We will be sure to add that note as well as the note for the administrative waivers we were provided. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. This is Chair Wolfley. I'm just kind of pausing. So is the easement a blanket drainage easement for the entire lot? Or was there actually some kind of specific easement geography that was different than a blanket easement?
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. On the plat, it's shown as note number 4, and the arrows depict, I believe, and Ryan can jump in if he wants, but the arrows depict the extent of the easement.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. Yes, I agree with that assessment. And so I can read out the note 17 from the parent plat, if that would help, I guess, clarify the purpose.
Go ahead.
Okay. So note 17 from plat 94C-83 reads, lot 17P1, block 1, is hereby encumbered by a temporary blanket drainage easement, and the owner of lot 17P1 will maintain the drainage improvements thereon until such a time as one of the following occurs. 1, the vacation of said easement per the requirements of the city subdivision ordinance, or 2, the conveyance of lot 17P1 to the city of Albuquerque for public drainage uses, at which time to be determined solely by the owner of lot 17P1, the city will accept maintenance of said drainage improvements. And so it was my understanding that with the consolidation of lot 17P1 with that drainage right away, that would satisfy the purpose of vacating that easement. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Gould, do you have any further comment? There's just kind of some interesting layers of things going on here.
Yeah, this is Maggie Gould. So I think we maybe just need to go through the layers of those drainage notes again. I feel like the way that Ryan just walked us through it is reasonably clear, but I feel like maybe a little check-in with hydrology and a little check-in with legal just to determine if the way that Ryan is reading those process notes and the way that we are going to process those process notes lines up.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Based on the way this was laid out and the notes read, where the lot lines were all part of the blanket drainage easement, mm-hmm. though as we saw from the aerial, the city basically created, there was a pond created here for the purpose of this subdivision. The pond only went up to where the proposed lot line is, and so we look to vacate that existing drainage easement, the temporary blanket easement that covered part of the part that went beyond the wall. And this platting action is basically reclaiming that portion that's beyond the wall to be part of lot 16. So I believe that this is just really cleaning up what was kind of confusing before.
And Mr. Neal, this is Chair Wolfley. Are you talking about on the, I guess it would be the west or the bottom left side of this plat? Is that is that where it's being adjusted to meet what was happening?
Just make your comments again and
specifically refer to the okay. Plat.
What I was looking at is to the east, if you look at lot 16AP1, that's the new lot, formerly lot 16P1, the lot line is beyond where the existing wall is for that pond. The existing wall is the new lot line created with this plat. So the pond was actually offset from those lot lines. So this action will clean that up.
Okay.
Now you also see on what you were talking about, Madam Chair, on the left-hand side of the drawing, basically to the west, that was a drainage right-of-way. And I believe that was originally created so they could get down into the pond to clean it at different points. That's being eliminated because it's all one right. Drainage easement. Right. So it's just cleaning up all of these extra lines that are out there.
Because the entire parcel is going to be a blanket drainage easement, correct?
Correct.
Is that okay?
Madam Chair?
It's right away, actually.
Okay. Go ahead.
Will Plotner with Cartesian Surveys. Do I need to be sworn in again, or?
Yes, for this case. Mr. Plotner, do you swear for him to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
So I just want to ask the question here because I think what Maggie said was all of our notifications were fine with regards to the vacation of the easement. So is it just a matter of us providing, including on the application, the vacation of the easement as well? If so, you know, let's do that and let's get on the next agenda and we're done. I think it would save, let's not throw something new on legal's desk and defer this thing for a long period of time. I just assume get it taken care of if that's all we need.
Ms. Gould?
This is Maggie
Gould. So Ms. Sanchez has any comments, feel free.
Right. And I think that's where I was going, was not so much that this needs a detailed legal review, but it just needs some concurrence that those, and I feel like what Mr. Armijo said was actually very helpful, or that legal has no objection would be fine. And then Mr. Plotner is correct that all we need is an application form.
So if we have that, Will Plotner with Cartesian Surveys, if we have that submitted by Friday, I know it's going to throw it to the notorious March 31st hearing, but I'm thinking once we have that application in by Friday, then we're all done with this and we can get it off all of our desks. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Ms. Sanchez, do you have anything to add?
Hi, this is Nicole Sanchez. Can you repeat the issue? I believe it's regarding a hydrology note.
I'm going to let Mr. Armijo present the issue.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. What we had spoken about was just, you know, if I'm understanding what we're discussing right now, was eliminating the blanket. Yes, ma'am.
Let me interrupt for 1 second because I just kind of noticed something. So basically, they have drainage right of way on the west. And then they're trying to add additional drainage right of way with this plat so that the entire parcel is drainage right of way.
That is correct.
Correct? So yes, they aren't, they don't need to vacate anything because they're adding, they're not eliminating, they're adding.
Well, actually, Madam Chair, they are actually vacating because if you look down where the lot line that they're eliminating, the blanket drainage easement went all the way to that line. So they're eliminating the blanket,
so on the east, and
turning the entire lot into.
Okay. So the vacation needs to be for the eastern side. What was?
Yes. Correct. Yes. So they're getting rid of
the 17P1. Okay.
Correct. They're getting rid of the entire blanket easement and turning that entire lot, 17P1, into drainage right of way.
Right. But a portion of that 17P1 is now going to be in 16AP1, and that's the portion that needs to be vacated.
Correct.
Okay.
The blanket, yes.
Okay, so I think, and that's that was a blanket easement. So is that clear, Ms. Sanchez?
Madam Chair?
Is that Mr. Plotner?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
You know, I know that it's easy to think that we're just vacating that simple small piece of 16AP1, but to make things simple for us on our end, when we send out notifications and whatnot, we decided just to vacate the entire easement rather than trying to define what part we're vacating, because we're going to end up dedicating that as drainage right away anyway. So It didn't make sense to have an easement under a drainage right away, if that helps.
So that strip of land that is moving into on the east, that was formerly lot 17P1 and will now be part of lot 16AP1. How is that currently noted on the plat?
I guess I don't understand your question.
There's a strip of land, on the existing plat.
Right. Oh.
Not this proposed plat, but the existing plat. What is noted on that strip of land?
Well, that strip of land was not, if you're talking about the strip of land that's now becoming 16A, that strip of land was not segmented off. It was all part of the 17P1, which is.
And that had a blanket
easement across that entire lot.
Okay. And a blanket, is a blanket easement need to be vacated, I guess is the question for that strip. Mr. Armijo?
Mr. Armijo, hydrology, yes.
Okay.
Again, what they're clearing up is 17P1, the entire lot used to be covered with a blanket drainage easement, temporary blanket drainage easement. Since they are trying to move this line over, we ask them to eliminate the blanket easement and just take the remainder of 17P1 after this goes to 16AP1 and just add it to the part to the west that was drainage right-of-way. So now this entire lot will become drainage right-of-way and there will be no blanket easement.
Okay, so the interesting word I'm hearing now is temporary. So Ms. Sanchez, if something was a temporary blanket drainage easement, would it actually require a official action to vacate a temporary drainage easement?
This is Nicole Sanchez. Is there anything in the IDO? I would have to research whether there's anything in the IDO regarding temporary easement vacation.
Well, for example, Mr. Armijo, if there's a temporary drainage pond and then somehow the stormwater system comes in and they don't use the temporary pond anymore, do they officially go through and vacate that temporary pond?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I've never done that before, but I do believe that they do need to formally vacate that easement, even though it is temporary.
Okay, and Ms. Gould, I see you shaking your head.
This is Maggie Gould. Yes, I'm skimming through the IDO here, but I'm pretty sure that we've vacated temporary blanket easements before. And okay. So I think I would agree with Ernest on this one.
Okay, so Mr. Plotner, it sounds like you're kind of seeing that applying for a vacation of that temporary drainage easement affecting lot 16 AP1. You're seeing that you can do that easily. That's not a big deal.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. That's correct. And that's what our intent has been. And we will provide a additional application that clearly addresses the vacation of this temporary easement.
Okay. So I think that's the clean, clear way to go. If by any chance Ms. Sanchez finds something else after the meeting that would change that advice, we will let you know right away.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. We'd appreciate that. But yes, I believe everything's been cleared up now, and we'll send that application. Thank you all.
And I apologize if that wasn't clear at sketch plat, but you can see this is a little bit gnarly. And so it took just kind of talking through it today to, I think, even clarify what the process should be. So I apologize for that. Is there a motion to defer item 8 to March 31st?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I move to defer item 8 to March 31st.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, second.
Oh, I'm sorry, please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Smartfelt, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 8, PR 2021-4941, SD 2021-44 preliminary final plat to the March 31st meeting of the DRB. Okay, thanks to all of you. And like I said, we will work through this clearly. We'll get back to you if there's any changes we note in the process, but I appreciate your patience this morning.